Namaste, I'm Jenny G. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. And just make sure you hit that little subscribe button down there on the corner to get new video content and information. Please like my videos and let me know what you guys are thinking of them. And let me know what's going on with you guys. I love chatting with you. For those of you who know me, I'm a very chattable person. But, anyways, let's talk about this week's Cosmic Vibes from the 9th to the 16th of March. Now we have that super duper full moon coming up here, or new moon in Pisces, I should say. I do have a separate video specifically on that. So to get more information, watch that video specifically because I go into details with a lot of things. This is why you got to subscribe for Jenny. I'm just saying. So now this week, let's talk about what to expect during the day. What's going to happen every day? How can we utilize that energy? How can we work through that energy? And how can we make it to the fullest to shift forward in quantum leaps? Exactly. So now we're talking about March 9th to 10th. You can have some problems with your feet and your toes, like even your pineal gland right there, because every day our bodies get affected in different ways. You know, it's like the solar flares. Whenever we have those solar storms and solar flares, it affects us, it affects the planet and our animals, right? However, it's not going to affect the planet's toes and feet, right? It's going to affect you and also your animals. So you might find during these days things are going to feel a little bit more off and sensitive as well, right? And of course, on the 11th and the 12th, your head and your teeth, you might find that you're going to the dentist during those times, right? Or you might feel, wow, my head feels a little bit foggy for some reason, right? Like, what's going on with that? And your arteries might be a little bit more sensitive too. And really pay attention to your animals, as I'm saying, because they do get affected, right? Like your animals might find on those days, you know, like they might be like scratching their mouth a little bit or licking a little bit more because of their teeth and such. Maybe your animals need their teeth cleaned or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So really pay attention to those days, right? The 13th to the 14th, your neck and your vocal cords might be a little bit affected. You know, like especially your throat and your thyroid, you might be finding you're clearing your throat a little bit more. It could be like, wow, it's feeling a little bit raspy. Drink some, you know, like some tea or something. Put a little bit of honey in your tea, you know, or some of you might be like, wow, I'm really thirsty. You could be drinking a lot more. Maybe I should even add a little bit of salt in my water and gargle a little bit, right? Really pay attention. Really pay attention. The 15th and the 16th, your shoulders and your arms and your hands might be a little bit off, and also your lungs, because it's connected also with your throat and so and so and so, right? Whenever I'm feeling a little bit congested, I wear copper, like I have a copper necklace and such with a huge sundial on it. No, I'm not wearing it right now to show you. But copper, for some of those people who can wear it, some people cannot, right? It can help declog your chest whenever you're feeling congested, whenever you're like having a cough or so. You'll be really, really surprised. That's why people will wear copper on their wrists and such whenever they have arthritis, because there's different metals, you know, and also crystals. You know, I love my crystals, right? So I will gravitate towards, you know, what am I really drawn towards? Do I like this crystal? Or my is like my body feeling the vibration towards that? Pay attention to what you're feeling gravitated towards, what you're feeling really, really, really pulled towards, and such like that, right? You know, because you might even be having a little bit of sleep problems because we have the new moon in Pisces, for goodness sakes, the super duper new moon, as I call it, right? Which could be very, very, very emotional. You know, new moons are always new, like new beginnings, sudden endings. You know, during a new moon time, you might find that for, you know, more people or your animals might be passing on and such like that. So, you know, however, these signs like Gemini, Virgo, and Sagittarius, you might feel you're a little bit off kilter. You know, you're a little bit off. I don't know, something's not right. And whenever you're feeling kind of like, you know, Take time out for you because you could be overthinking, you could be overprocessing things. Like, for goodness sakes, I've been waiting 2 months almost for my passport, my Canadian passport, to renew it. Can you believe that? Like, it just shows you where the so-called leadership is in this planet and this world. But anyways, don't get me started. So the signs during this new moon that might see like more beneficial rewards coming through are Cancer, Scorpio, Taurus, and Capricorn. So if you like, maybe you're like, geez, can I get a raise? Can I get promoted? Or wow, I just like won some money, or like whatever it is, right? You're gonna see more of your rewards coming through. If there's certain projects that you've been working on as well, maybe you're signing that home. Maybe you bought a home, or maybe you're like, yeah, I just qualified for that. And hearing such really good news coming in, and it's the time when not to have surgeries on the new moon. I mean, if you have to have surgeries, of course, but watch my video, like watch my separate video I did on that. I give you so much more details and so on and so on. I like to try to keep the videos a little shorter without going on too long and too long, right? Because right now, you're going to find that this week, you're going to want to be healing more. You're going to want to be finding that inner peace. We have Chiron energy right now with us. And whenever we have Chiron energy, you're healing old wounds, you're healing old traumatic situations, and you could be triggered at any given time, right? I mean, like any traumas and such, it stays stuck within our nervous system, so these little triggers will actually give you that opportunity to heal even more so, put a scar base on that thing. So it's like whenever you get triggered, really pay attention to it. Like just kind of pause there, write things down. Why am I getting triggered from that old wound? Really bring up and see what it is that's really going on. Really going on, right? Without acting first, without reacting first. Okay, because it's that beautiful time to really take advantage of it. And these energies are leading us up to the eclipse. I did that huge solar eclipse, new moon, Mercury retrograde video for April. Oh my God, expect the completely disruption, unexpected energies, and how to work with them. Watch the other video as well. Okay, so now you're going to find that what energies you're working on even now, it is leading up to that eclipse in April. And this is why it's like it's really important that these issues that you're still dealing with, they're going to want to get resolved. You're going to want to get into that. You're going to want to take those steps to start this situation so it can end. Yeah, but Jenny, it's so hard. I know how hard it is whenever we have to do things that we're like, I don't want to do that. It's too painful. Nobody likes to deal with certain things. However, if you leave it, this eclipse in April, it's going to cause a lot of disruption for you. And the universe will step in and remove things automatically with what you need to end. There's certain things I'm going to be ending myself as well, and it's like looking at reality and balancing, really balancing this. You're going to want to find this peace within this week, especially. And really pay attention, by the way, what events happened back, if you can remember, March 2006. What was really going on back then? Because you might find that this week, as we're leading to the eclipse, that similar situations could come back to you. What was I doing back then? What was going on back then? What did I learn from that time? So you might even find on the 11th and the 12th, you're more compassionate. You're more empathetic. You're going to be more focused on your goals, and you're going to be more focused even also on, other people. If you talk to somebody that's going through some difficulties or, show them kindness, you're going to find that you might even be more empathetic towards people and more compassionate with what they're really going through. And it's really important to showcase who you are. You might find that you could get asked to do something on those days. Like if you're working for somebody, they're going to be like, you know what? We need you to showcase what you know. We're going to choose you for this role because we know that you have this experience, you have the abilities to make this happen. Maybe all of a sudden you're going to be like, you know what? I want to showcase my art into this gallery. Or maybe I want to showcase my talents. Maybe I'm going to be doing a talk. Maybe I'm going to be promoting my book. Like, whatever it is, really pay attention to those days and show yourself some love. So important to show yourself some love. Very important. You know, because on the 13th and the 14th, you're going to want to be stepping it up. You're going to want to be embracing your truth. You're going to want to be more authentic. You should always be authentic, for goodness sakes. If you try to be somebody you're not, it's not going to work out for you. We all are gifted. Like we all have our own abilities and gifts and talents and such like that. Why would you not be you and showcase who you are? Rather than trying to copy somebody else or be somebody else, it's not going to work with you because it's not who you are. When you showcase who you are as your soul by being authentic and walking your path, doors are going to open for you and the right ones. To copy somebody else and be like somebody else, the vibrational frequency is not going to make things work out for you at all. And you'll stumble and crash, right? But sometimes you have to go through those lessons, you know, like, we all have lessons to learn about how we handle things, what we do. And so February was a very karmic month and so on and so on, you know, and this is why you're going to be really healing this week. You're going to want to be finding that peace within. Peace within. If it's getting in touch with Mother Nature, if it's meditating more, because on the 15th and the 16th, you're going to want that peace. You're going to be feeling more creative. You're going to be like, you know what? I'm going to turn my phone off and go for a walk in nature. I'm going to do some yoga. I'm going to meditate. I just want space for me. I don't want to be around a lot of different people that day. Really pay attention to what you're feeling and sensing. Yeah, but Jenny, but this and that, but this and that, write it down. Write it down. What's going on? Because you might even find that towards the end of this week as well, your sleep is going to be feeling off. You might be feeling a little bit more anxious and such like that. So you're going to be like, geez, I just really, really want peace. I just want these issues to get resolved. How do you resolve these issues? You could book a reading with me, soulworkwithjenny.com. I'll give you my insights and how to utilize and work through this and what's going to happen. Or you start writing things down. What is not working for you? What is not working for you? Be honest with yourself. I'm telling you, the universe is going to step it up and create all kinds of things. There's going to be a lot of changes coming in April. A lot of changes coming in April, right? And it's really important to surrender with the flow. Like, I've been really upset about my passport situation, just like beyond upset. Like, are you kidding me? 2 months almost? Are you kidding me? Like, don't get me started. I'm telling you, right? So it's like, okay, Jenny, take that step back. You have no control over that. I even tried calling the passport line. 367 people are on hold. Are you kidding me? Right? Absolutely insanity. So this is going to be a week of major transformation, and how we deal with things is the key. Certain things we have no control over, you have to surrender. The only thing you have any control over is yourself and how you handle things. And it's really important to really let go of certain energies and people that are holding you back. Right? Be honest with yourself. You know, people will put their lives on hold waiting for people to do this and that. Why are you doing that? It's their journey. It has nothing to do with you at all. Take a look at where you're at and work within, because you're going to be going through that dark night of the soul, soul reflecting, especially with this Chiron energy and so on. You're going to be like, wow, I just want peace. I just want to find peace. Turn your phone off, set boundaries, you know, balance things, right? We all have family or friends or partners or children or work and all of those things to balance. It's how we balance things. Prioritize what needs to get done, right? Really start writing things down. What's the priority that I need to focus on right now? And the other things will come together in alignment, right? You're going to be feeling those Mercury retrograde effects pretty soon here. Watch my other videos, for goodness sakes, you'll see it all. So, anyways, now let's talk to the cards and see what the cosmic messages from the universe has to say. Now, I don't use cards whenever I see a client because I'm a psychic clairvoyant medium. So I read into your level of consciousness to see where you're at and utilize and help you move forward with all of my insights from that point on, right? So it's really important for you guys to learn how to say no as well when somebody's trying to take you for granted. Really, really, really important, you know, because the more pressure that you're under, you know, your soul is kind of giving you that push. That push. We want you to resolve these issues because we want to move you to this, your destiny. We want to get all of this out of the way for you because those people are not part of your destiny. Just saying. What direction do you want to go towards? You let go of the wrong people, the right people will appear for you. Just saying. I always wish anybody the best. People I've let go of and such, I always wish them the best, you know, on their journey, no matter what direction they go and so on. Always, always, you know, it's important not to ever judge anybody, ever, ever. We all have our own energies and past life clearing. That's why I also do past life Akashic records. You know, certain energies we have to clear karmically with whoever it is, family, friends, partners, whoever it is. Right? As long as you're doing that work within your soul to transcend forward, you're going to see how things are going to flow much better for you. Right? So, anyways, let's pull a couple of cards, right? And whenever you guys are utilizing any cards, make sure you clear it three times on wood, boom, 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 because it will clear your energy or whoever else has used your cards. Right? So, what cards come down, those are meant for you. Right. So let's find out what the universe has to say to us from the 9th to the 16th of March. Like, oh my goodness, we're already like mid-March. Can you believe it? Oh, this is a fast year, you guys. It's a universal 8 year, as I've talked about, and the year of the dragon. Flame those flames. So, what does the universe have to say for the 9th to the 16th? What does the universe have to say? From the 9th to the 16th. 9th to the 16th. 9th to the 16th of March. The universe have to say for you. What is the message from the universe? There we go. Practice makes perfect. Absolutely. So for those of you know, who are working on projects or you're writing or you're working on projects, you know, sometimes we can get it right away. And sometimes you're like, you know, I need a little bit more practice with that. I mean, I do photography as well, you know, and I'm no perfect at it by any means, shape, or form. You know, and the more we practice doing things, the better you're going to be, no matter what job you're doing, no matter what you're doing, even if you're like, you work on landscapes. Right? You're going to be like, yeah, I made that lawn look beautiful or that garden look beautiful or whatever, you know? And the more you work on it, the more creative you're going to be. You know, if you're doing art, you know, it comes by starting. You're just learning something to be a pianist. You're not going to learn to be a concert pianist on your first day. The more you practice, the better things will be. Be patient with yourself. Show yourself love and compassion. I mean, I can be hard on myself. I am hard on myself. And I have to remind myself, okay, just slow down, Jenny, for goodness sakes. Right? I know. I hear you. I get it. I get it. Believe me, I get it. You know, we all have our own journey, right? So, what's the energies from the 9th to the 16th? What's the message from the spirit world? Like, I talk to spirit 24/7. Right. And as I said, spirit world, this card fell out. Spread your wings, people. Spread your wings. Follow your passion. You know, it looks like that person is there, like, I surrender. When you surrender, like, you know, work towards what you're doing, manifest what you're doing, and then surrender. You know, like, I'll be like, spirit, I'm open for new opportunities that are best for my higher self, for my highest purpose. I'm surrendering the situation to you. Just like my passport. I'm surrendering that to the spirit world. Certain things you have no control over. Keep that in mind, you guys. Surrender to the flow. Keep working on whatever it is you're working on. Trust the process. Things do come together at the right timing. Things do happen for a reason. We can all get frustrated as well with why. Nobody likes challenges. Of course not. However, when you start facing your challenges and what those challenges are, there'll be a major breakthrough. Transformation goes either way. Transformation can break you, or transformation can give you more knowledge, more wisdom, more insight, and it can really take you towards your destiny if you're trusting the process. Self-discovery. I've talked about that in all my videos. So now let's find out what the animal kingdom has to say. The 9th to the 16th. I'm also an animal communicator and talk to the animals daily. And my little dog Bella, who passed away on the 6th of February. Talk to her every day. So what is the message from our animal kingdom on the 9th to the 16th? The 9th to the 16th. Wow, right away, this card fell out. So actually two cards fell out during this time. And the first card here is a kangaroo, which represents gratitude. Be grateful for all you are blessed with. Always be grateful for the simplest things. Like I'm truly grateful to be able to, to do a video, to talk to you guys and give you my insights and such. I'm very grateful to, have a place to live. I'm very grateful just for the smallest things, the smallest things. Life is very fragile. And as you can see, how quickly life can be taken away from us without any notice whatsoever. Always be grateful for what you have. There's many people out there who don't have anything that you have. Yeah, but Jenny, I want a mansion house. I want a Ferrari. Really? You go after your dreams, of course, but be truly grateful for what you have. There's people who walk miles because they can't afford to take a bus. They can't afford a vehicle. They can't afford to put food on their table. Right? So be very grateful for what you have. Look at the kangaroo here. Show gratitude towards things. Now, the other card that came out here as well, this is very interesting, I can tell you this. I love ravens. I communicate with all animals, and ravens gave me a very profound message many, 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 many years ago when my doctor was saying, Jenny, you have to have a hysterectomy. And I'm like, oh, hell, I don't. I went home in tears, and all of a sudden the ravens came to me and they started giving me a message and told me what was going on. And not only just that, how to heal it, how to resolve it instantaneously. They're like, go to acupuncture. I'm making a long story short, by the way. They told me, go to acupuncture. You're going to be healed. One treatment with acupuncture, I was healed with some Chinese herbs. Boom. My doctor was shocked. There's messengers everywhere when you're open to receive. Open to receive messages. Own your power. Don't allow other people to walk over you or tell you how to live your life. Why are you living your life according to other people's standards? Stay true to you. Stay true to you. Always. Gain hell when I have somebody tell me how to live my life and what to do. I can tell you that. I'm just saying, right? I'm just saying. For those of you who know me. So now, let's chop it up with another card, shall we? The 9th to the 16th. What's the cosmic message? The 9th to the 16th. The 9th to the 16th. 9th to the 16th. It's the message. 9th to the 16th. Message from the spirit world. St. Patty's Day is coming up too on the 17th of March, happy St. Patrick's Day. Who are celebrating St. Patty's Day? When I lived in Ireland, it was huge celebrations for the entire week, right? So Thought about moving back there, actually. So I'm wondering if I should just renew my British passport because it would probably get renewed faster than my Canadian passport. I might just do that. And then whatever passport comes first is where I'll live. Bottom line. So, anyways, the card that fell through is such a beautiful card. And it's interesting how I just brought up St. Paddy's Day. So, Ireland has a lot of different beautiful energy to it and magic with the fairies. And look of all cards that came through is fairies. It's showing compassion towards each other. It's showing you're spreading your wings. It's alternative, making alternative choices, keeping open to new opportunities, being very optimistic. And look at the beautiful colors. And it even looks like this little fairy here is helping spread some energy and beautiful, compassionate, magical energy to the other fairy. You know, maybe that other fairy is going through some situations and that compassionate and love is coming towards. You know how I said on the 11th and the 12th, you're going to show a little bit more compassion and being more empathetic and so on. You might find that you're going to be showing more compassion towards others, as I'm saying. Always show yourself love and compassion as well. So make sure you guys subscribe to my channel, like the video. Let me know what's going on. How are you guys utilizing this energy? What's going on with your life? And so on. Okay. So have a beautiful week, you guys. And let me know what's going on. If you want to book a reading, soulworkwithjenny.com. Let's get on it and get some clarity. Namaste.